The Adventures of Avior, Episode 1, Wild Skies, a comic book adaptation presented by EAA Radio.
Our story begins with Jake Peregrine Howard, Perry to his friends, doing what he loves most, sharing the joy of aviation with young people. As he flies his Very Easy through the clear blue skies of Capital City, Kansas, with young Rita in the passenger seat, he begins to tell a tale his father used to tell him.
To look up and dream was all mankind could do. To envy the birds that glided so effortlessly on invisible currents and wonder, why not us? At the turn of the 20th century, two brothers from Dayton, Ohio were pondering that very question. Orville and Wilbur Wright had successfully run a bicycle shop for many years, but their shared passion called them to look a bit higher.
Hey Orville, I was thinking we could use giant spruce for our frame.
After several years and countless obstacles, the Wright brothers knew they were onto something big. Something groundbreaking.
Charlie's engine should work perfectly.
Then, on December 17th, 1903, the world changed forever.
You all set, Bubs? Time to put our flyer to the test, Wilbur.
The few people gathered were about to witness one of the greatest achievements in human ingenuity. I wonder how many of them were prepared for what they were about to see.
It looks like a bird!
I wonder if anyone can ever really prepare to become part of history. The first motorized flight of the Wright brothers acted as a spark. Once lit, the flame of aviation quickly grew into a rolling fire that consumed the minds of inventors the world over. The age of powered flight had begun.
It is a bird!
Pretty cool story, huh, Rita? Rita?
I'm sorry, Perry. What were you saying again?
I've got to stop giving inspirational speeches in the middle of these flights. Never mind, pal. Okay, now it's your turn. Do you want to try flying for a minute?
Are you kidding me? Are you sure that's okay?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead and take the stick. We're gonna make gentle movements, just pressure really. Pull back easy and watch the nose come up. Now, move the stick just a little bit to the left. We'll try a real soft turn.
Okay, Perry.
There you go, perfect. That's it, you're flying.
I'm flying. I'm really flying.
All right, Rita, let's go through everything one more time.
Okay, let's see. Lift is caused by the greater air pressure on the bottom of the wing that helps to counter the weight of the airplane.
Correct. Now how about thrust?
Thrust is the force that moves the airplane forward.
Right again. So how about drag and weight?
That's easy. Drag is caused by the air resistance that counters the airplane's thrust. And weight is the force of gravity.
4 for 4. You've got one smart young eagle on your hands here, Mr. Johnson.
Thanks again for the free flight, Perry.
With a successful young eagle flight under his belt for the day, Perry strolls over to where his boss, Frank Hawks, is standing in the airplane hangar.
What do you think? Do we have a future pilot on our hands?
I think we can bet on it.
That's great news, Perry. The kiddos really seem to respond to you.
Getting kids excited about aviation by giving them a free flight? I consider it the easiest job in the world, Frank. Not to mention the best.
All the same, thanks for volunteering for the Young Eagles program. For that and, the other thing you do around here?
As the discussion continues, Frank unlocks the toolbox near him. As he lifts the lid, a shiny gold badge in the shape of the letter A, with wings out the right side, hangs casually inside the toolbox. The badge is the well-known symbol of the hero, Avior. Frank turns the badge 90 degrees to the right, and the platform below their feet begins to descend down below the hangar to the well-hidden secret headquarters of Avior and the Talon team.
Speaking of that other thing, mind if I check in with Rosie? I'm anxious to see the progress on the new jet design.
Sure thing. Meet me in the training wing at 1100 hours. Chambers has some diagnostics he wants to run on the suit.
Will do, boss.
Perry departs from Frank and heads toward the repair shop. As he approaches, he sees part of what can only be the lead mechanic, Rosie Hernandez, frantically working with tools and half underneath an airplane engine.
Excuse me, could you point me to the bathroom? I seem to have taken a wrong turn on the tour, and I'm pretty lost.
Harry Howard lost. What else is new?
Good one, Rosie.
I do what I can with what you give me, which typically isn't much.
As Rosie rolls out from under the airplane engine, covered from head to toe in grease, Perry reaches out to give his longtime friend and Talon teammate a hand up.
So are you gonna offer me a rag or what?
What's the matter, Perry? A little grease too much for you?
How about I just add a little extra grease around your ears?
Try it, Howard. You just try.
At the sound of the alarm, Perry and Rosie instinctively react and get to work. Perry hurries toward the Eagle, his blue canard VTOL jet he takes on all his Talon missions. Quickly, he grabs his suit from the aircraft and gets ready to depart as his alter ego, Avior. Back at the control station, Frank and his assistant, Archer, assess the situation from their control room.
What are we dealing with this time, Archer?
I'm on it. I'm assigning the satellite feed to the main screen. Looking now, satellites show an unauthorized squadron on an intercept course for an Aerodynamic Industries transport.
Reports have it Aerodynamic has been planning a secret unveiling at Oshkosh for this year's air venture.
Yeah, and I'll bet that secret is sitting in the cargo hold.
Perry, I need you in the air ASAP.
Already on it, boss. ETA for wheels up less than 1 minute.
Try to bring this bird back in one piece, will ya?
I'll do my best, Rosie.
And good luck.
Perry now assumes his role as Avior. As he jets off into the distance, Frank reaches out to Aerodynamic Transport to let them know that help is on the way.
Aerodynamic Transport, this is Raptor's Nest.
This is Aerodynamic Transport. Go ahead, Raptor's Nest.
Be advised, you have multiple bogeys incoming. Help is on the way.
Meanwhile, up in the sky, the plan to ambush Aerodynamic Transport is already underway by Duke and his associates, the Wild Dogs.
All right, boys, boss wants that tech undamaged. That means no engaging the transport. We pull this off and there'll be a nice big treat in it for each of us. Fido, you're on retrieval duty. Reach the cargo hold and fetch me that tech.
You got it, Duke.
Rover and Spot, you two are on bird watch. Keep your eyes peeled for—
Look out!
Avior!
Wild Dogs, raise your hackles and consider bird season open.
These guys want to play rough.
Looks like the Wild Dogs have some new recruits.
Sure does.
You almost have to feel sorry for them. Deploying countermeasures.
As Avior speeds through the air to try and stop Duke and the Wild Dogs, he puts his countermeasures into action by deploying two small metal devices from his aircraft. With some strategic aiming, their hooks catch in two of the Wild Dogs' aircraft wings. Contact with the aircraft engages the devices, shorting out the instrument panels and launching parachutes from each one, taking the aircraft out of the picture.
Two down, two to go.
From the cockpit of his aircraft, Duke sees two parachutes attached to Rover and Spot heading down toward the water below. Duke quickly realizes there won't be much time left to complete the mission as Avior focuses his attention on them.
I gotta give it to him. Avior's got style. Fido, hurry it up.
We're running out of time. In position, boss. Time for my favorite part.
And at that moment, Fido jumps from the aircraft and flies toward Aerodynamic Transport. He lands on the side of the aircraft and slides down toward the control panel for the cargo door.
Open sesame.
Avior sees Fido make contact and access the aircraft. He quickly realizes the only way to stop them now is to go after Fido.
Initiating autopilot in 3, 2, 1.
Avior opens the cockpit hatch and leaps toward the now open cargo door.
Hey boss, you can stop worrying now. The package is secure. Ugh, well if it ain't that pesky Birdman Avior.
That's Mr. Birdman to you. Apparently you need to go back to obedience school. It's not nice to take things that don't belong to you.
Stop flapping around and fight back, you coward!
Have it your way, then.
As the hand-to-hand combat commences, Avior dodges a jab from Fido by sliding to the ground. He jumps back up and manages to grab Fido's ripcord. Within seconds, the parachute is filling with air, and Fido is flying out of the aircraft.
Better luck next time, Bingo.
It's Fido!
Hey, Archer, inform Stewart Salvage Service where he can pick up the strays. All except one, that is.
And with Fido's departure, Avior can see Duke turn his aircraft around and begin to fly away, his mission incomplete. Duke, defeated and frustrated, yells from his cockpit,
"You'll pay for this, Avior!"
All bark and no bites, I see. Stewart Selvage is on the scene. Avior, return to the Raptor's nest.
After a successful mission, the gang is back at Talon headquarters on Stearman Field. Just as Avior climbs out of his cockpit, Frank approaches. Quickly, Perry starts to remove his Avior suit as he walks toward the secret elevator platform.
Excellent timing. Your next Young Eagles participant is just rolling up. That was some good work out there today, Perry.
Thanks, Frank. Good work is easy when you're backed up by a good team.
Yeah, a good team comes in pretty handy right about now.
Yeah, how so?
You almost forgot your pants.
As Perry goes off to complete another Young Eagle flight, somewhere in the Pacific Ocean, the man actually behind the day's failed heist, Master Splicer, is in his secret lair, and he's very displeased.
No, not again. Not again.
But Master Splicer, we've managed to acquire most of the resources you asked for.
Most is not all, now is it, my flea-ridden friend? Yet, one can hardly be surprised that the great Avior easily handled your mangy pack of wild dogs. Time to bring in the real firepower. Turbulence, drag. The time has come for you two to show me what I'm paying you for.
With pleasure.
The Adventures of Avior, Episode 1, Wild Skies, is based off the ongoing comic book series from EAA, The Spirit of Aviation. Comic book written by Zeb Hatfield. Art, inking, and coloring by Joan Osborne, with lettering by Eric Weathers. Script adaptation and executive producer, Andrea Balestrieri. Executive producer and sound engineer, Megan Loken, with assistance from Trevor Klopp. Our cast includes Mike Morgan as the narrator, Colin O'Brien as Jake Peregrine Howard and his alter ego, Avior. Tommy Balestrieri as Wilbur Wright and Jim Gray as Orville Wright. Shaylee Stromberg as The Kid. Kira Gray as Rita Johnson. Kevin Trueblood as Mr. Johnson. Nick Hendrickson as Frank Hawks. Megan Loken as Rosie Hernandez. Amy Labota as Pilot One. And Jay Houston as Archer. Trevor Klopp as Duke. Clifton T. Parks III as Fido, with Lindsay Lounsbury as Rover, Michael Jamnick as Turbulence, and Hal Bryan as Master Splicer. Published by Jack Pelton, EAA CEO and Chairman of the Board. Executive Assistant Brenda Anderson. VP of Communities and Member Programs Rick Larson. VP of Marketing and Business Development Dave Jameson. Senior Director of Marketing Mike DeFrisco. Senior Editor Hal Bryan. Senior Copy Editor Colleen Walsh, and Assistant Copy Editor Katie Holiday Greenlay, with special thanks to Stan Lee, Charlie Precourt, EAA Board of Directors, Stuart Auerbach, EAA Board of Directors, Mark Kendall, Board of Directors at the Stan Lee Foundation, and Junko Kobayashi, President of the Stan Lee Foundation.